I heard there are three reasons for which one can leave Israel. What are these three reasons? How do they justify someone leaving Eretz Israel? And does a yeshiva bachur learning in Israel who hasn't made aliyah need one of these three reasons, or can he just leave Israel when he decides his time or he has other commitments? Thank you. Anonymous from San Francisco, California. The three things mentioned about leaving Eretz Israel apply only to someone who is either born in Eretz Israel or settled in Eretz Israel permanently and had no intention of coming there with the intention of leaving. A yeshiva bachur who never decided to stay in Eretz Israel came with the intention of leaving to begin with. This doesn't apply to him. The three reasons are to learn Torah. A person can't find someone or some place that he feels comfortable learning Torah in Eretz Israel. He can go to Chutz Lawrence to learn Torah. To get married, if he can't find a shidduch in Eretz Israel, he can go to Chutz Lawrence to find a shidduch. Or for parnasa reasons. He can't make a parnasa in Eretz Israel, he can leave for parnasa reasons. And all of these, he has to have in mind at some point to come back when he finds his shidduch or when he finishes learning Torah and wants to come back and find someone in Eretz Israel he can learn Torah from. And the same thing goes with parnasa. However, one is allowed to leave Eretz Israel for a short time temporarily for any mitzvah, even a smallest mitzvah like going to meet friends or family, to see friends and family. So someone who's settled in Eretz Israel can make trips to Chutz Laaretz if he has any small mitzvah to do that he couldn't have done in Eretz Israel, even a small mitzvah like visiting friends and family or whatever. But to leave for an extended amount of time, still you need to have intention of eventually coming back. But there, it's for these purposes, learning Torah, earning a living, and getting married.